ఇస్కాన్ బ్యూటీ ఫౌండాచార్య శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి, అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి, నామాచార్య హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి, ప్రేమ్ సే కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర్ భక్తవృందకి, గౌర్ ప్రేమానంది సమవేద్ భక్తవృందకి గౌర్ హరిహరి బోల్. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం, దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాస తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతేరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తేర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ. హరే కృష్ణ. రింగ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవత్ ఫస్ట్ 12th కెంటో చాప్టర్ 7 ద పురాణిక్ లిటరేచర్స్ శ్లోక నంబర్ 23, 24, 25. హియర్ 23 ఇస్ రిటన్. బ్రాహ్మం పద్మం పద్మం వైష్ణవం, సారీ, బ్రాహ్మం పద్మం వైష్ణవం చ శైవం లైంగం సగారుడం, నారదీయం భాగవతం అగ్నేయ భాగవతం అగ్నేయం స్కందం సంగ్నితం. బ్రాహ్మం పద్మం వైష్ణవం చ శైవం లైంగం సగారుడం, నారదీయం భాగవతం ఆగ్నేయం స్కందం సంగ్నితం. బ్రాహ్మం పద్మం వైష్ణవం చ శైవం లైంగం సగారుడం, నారదీయం భాగవతం ఆగ్నేయం స్కంద సన్నితం. Mataji's, I will read the first, I should read future shlokas they are connected 23, 24, 25. So I will read the future shloka. Bhavishyam brahma vaivartam markandeyam sam savamanam varaham matsyam kormyam cha brahmandam akhyatam iti tishat. I'll read next book also and then read total translation and purport, what a little purport is there. Brahmanidam samakhyatam shakha agraganayan mune shishya ashishya prashishyanam brahma te jyotir vividhanam. So, word to word meaning, actually these are all names of various Puranas, Brahma Puran, Padma Puran, Vaishnava Puran, Shaiva Puran, Lenga Puran, Garuda Puran. So the same things are there in the word to word meaning. It's only list. So I'll read the translation directly and purport. The 18 major Puranas are Brahma Puran, Padma Puran, Vishnu Puran, Shaiva Puran, Linga Puran, Garuda Puran, Narada Puran, Bhagavad Puran, Agni Puran, Skanda Puran, Bhavishya Puran, Brahma Vaivarta Puran, Markandeya Puran, Vaman Puran, Varaha Puran, Matsya Puran, Kurma Puran and Brahmanda Puran. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted from the Varaha Puran, Shaiva Puran and Matsya Puran in confirmation of the above two verses. There is one more translation of Shloka 25. I have thoroughly described to you, O Brahman, the expansion of the branches of the Vedas by the great sage Vyasadeva, his disciples and the disciples of his disciples. One who listens to this narration will increase in spiritual strength. Hare Krishna. O Manyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Thapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhishcha Krupa Sindhuve Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. To be amongst all of you, certainly I came here a month or two before also, but to be able to give this service of sharing something in Srimad Bhagavatam, I have been listening to all of you on technological online mode, but to speak something, and it's a order by Sri Rudranath Prabhu that something I should speak. But as you know, currently the shlokas and the purports are very small. And today is just, actually, I should not say, but I received the SMS of the next shloka. I came here, I found out it is not the next shloka, it is this shloka. It doesn't make any difference because his purport is only one line. And today's purport is that Sri Jiva Goswami has quoted from Varaha Puran, etc. in confirmation that this list of Puranas are correct. So basically, at the end of this chapter, as we just heard, Shaunak Muni, Sud Goswami is telling to Shaunak Muni, that I have thoroughly described to you, O Brahman, the expansions of branches of Vedas by great sage Vyasadeva and the disciples and his disciples, and one who listens to this narration will increase in spiritual strength. And actually, next shloka, which I had read while coming here, it also has only one line purport. And it says that when Sud Goswami spoke this shloka and the few previous shlokas, Shaunak Muni and others felt that now Sud Goswami is going to wind up the narration, he's ending the narration. And therefore before he could say, no, I'm ending, they very eagerly asked a question about Markandeya's life, and the next chapter is about, says Markandeya's life, how he was in this millennium and next Brahmaji's day. So here also we see, and which is a very important quality, is eagerness to listen. In the end, here we see, it has been benedicted that those who hear about this, even if we hear about the divisions of Puranas and Vedas, that will also increase our spiritual strength. So today I just thought of sharing with you because it is eagerness to listen. And this month is Kartik month going on. We are almost halfway through, a bit more than that. In this year we also had Adhik Mas, Purushottam month. And sometimes I go to Kuwait, so those devotees have arranged Adhik Mas daily lecture series, certainly online. But they have made a wonderful, they had allotted many congregation. So one day, it's like everything, they were having a lot of respect and dedication that today the speaker will come to your home. There are different speakers. I did not speak for 30 days. I was given maybe 2-3 days of that. Different speakers. So what they would announce that, Proji, today you are coming to this devotee's home. And then they would make an asana. Like, actually the things are happening. And then they would also garland it. So that's good. And another good part for them, but not for us, is for me, I said clearly, is that they would actually make a wonderful feast. And they would say, Proji, this is for you. I said, yeah, but I said, okay, spiritually is okay, but when I come, I need all this feast next time when I come over there. So anyway, they had a lot of eagerness to actually sort it out. So we should be very eager. So this is Kartik Mas, certainly the month very dear to Lord Krishna and for devotees. Many of you have gone to Vrindavan and come back, some are for going. So today I was thought of sharing something about Krishna's pastime. First I will share about one of the devotees of Krishna and then about Krishna's also, both. Because I also was speaking about Brihad Bhagavatamrita in one place. There, Narad Muni initially tries to glorify Pandavas. And then, he begins to glorify Pandavas and he says how Pandavas are so great because they are so dear to Krishna. And then Narad Muni goes tangential and starts glorifying Krishna. How Krishna is so merciful, he gave mercy to Putana and this and that and that. Then after some time he remembers that Pandavas are in front of me and I have to glorify them. But I have forgotten them and I have forgotten, I started glorifying Krishna. So Pandavas, Narad Muni, he catches his tongue. Is by his hand. And he instructs the tongue, oh foolish tongue, why are you trying to glorify Krishna? Because you cannot achieve anything from that. Because Anant Shesh is trying to glorify Krishna and his pastimes from millions of years with thousands of mouth, and even still he has not finished even one day's pastime. So Narad Muni says, my dear tongue, what you can achieve if Anant Shesh cannot do anything much? Better you try to glorify, and also Lord's pastimes are little bit like, not like our pastimes. They are on a higher level. So Narad Muni says, O tongue, please try to glorify devotees. That will be a better option. Certainly their glories are also unlimited. But still, at least their activities are somewhat similar to our activities. And certainly we can see them, perceive them. So better try to... And Narad Muni says to his own tongue, even if you cannot speak properly, speak something. Even if you cannot have all the alankars, try to say something about devotees, glories. We have to mention that in Kali Yuga, there are a lot of negative things in our consciousness. So we should try to speak about devotees' glories. And Narad Muni says, even if you speak improperly, even if you speak wrongly, devotees are merciful, they will neglect it. But that effort will give some benefit, glorifying devotees. So I will begin with that. And certainly I will end with glorifying Krishna's pastime also. So today, actually I spoke this lecture, similar lecture on Monday. Today is what? Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. Monday I spoke, that was in Diwali day we call it Bhau Bij or Bhai Dooj or something. Someone might have spoken over here, I don't know. But I will speak again some parts of it. So just I thought you must be knowing it, most of you. But I thought to start sharing that why this little bit history of this Bhai Dooj, Bhau Bij. Certainly we all know it is related to Yamaraj and his sister Yamuna. And after that story I will glorify some other qualities of Yamuna Devi also. As I said, Yamuna is one of the great devotees, Kalindi, Nandini. So I will begin with Bhai Dooj and then glorify some other qualities or stories of Yamuna. And then I will come to a very wonderful section of Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu. In one of the rasas, of the 12 rasas, we'll go deep into one of the rasas. So that will be the structure of our today's class. So about Bhai Dooj, Yamadvitiya, we all know Sun God has twins, Yamaraj and Yamuna. They are twin brother and sister. And what happens is that Yamuna gets married to, either we can say Krishna as Kalindini or Vishnu. And then she goes to her husband's house, that is Vishnu's house. It is mentioned in one scripture, Shir Sagar, Shvetadeep. Actually, even we read in Kamsa and Devaki's story that when a girl gets married and goes to the house of in-laws or husband's house, she feels some separation from her own parental house, and therefore the brother accompanies her till the house of her husband so that someone is there. So mostly Yamaraj might have done that seva. That's my speculation, I have not read it, but that is a tradition that brother takes the sister to the husband's house. And then he doesn't go there, in the sense he drops her there along with her husband and comes back. Kamsa went, anyway, he imprisoned Devaki on the, that's a different story. And generally, some Matajis have told that after a marriage, for first few months, they feel more stronger separation with their home before marriage. That's natural part of our psychology. So Yamuna Devi, she was also remembering Yamaraj, her brother, dear twin brother, father, Suryadev. But as it happens in today's world also, the girl's parental home, people doesn't come too often to meet her at her husband's home. It's not the practice. And here, it's not the practice, but here Yamaraj and is too busy also. We all know Yamaraj's job is to punish the sinful people, and maybe in Kali Yuga he is really too busy, but actually in all the Yugas he is busy, Yamaraj. So he doesn't have time. Therefore, when he gets cursed to become Vidura, he feels happy. See, Yamaraj feels happy. I don't know, but twice I have read in scriptures he became very happy. One, he was cursed that you become Vidura. He was so happy. 100 saal ka chutti mil gaya. Vacation. I have seen some many people who have a job. When they get a vacation, they feel, oh, like as I am going to Vrindavan today evening, 2-3 devotees known to me have already gone before. So when his leave was sanctioned, he called me, Proji, chutti mil gaya. So it's a big joy. Vrindavan ja sakta hu. So Yamaraji was very happy. 100 years chutti. 100 earthly years. Another time when Yamaraji became happy was in the Ajamil's case, when Yamdutas went and complained to him, oh, this Ajamil chanted the name of Narayan. Yamaraj said, oh, wonderful. In Narak Loka, somebody is chanting Narayan. He said, no one chants Narayan over here in Narak Loka. So Yamaraj is very busy. He has no time to go to meet her sister. Sister is thinking of Yamaraj and the father, son, Suryadev, in her home. She's there with her husband, but still she's thinking. And son God, he has no time, absolutely. He cannot even take a days off or a seconds off. If you know, if sun god takes off, the whole universe will get disturbed. So Suryadev, he doesn't have absolute any time. He has to continue his service from creation till the destruction. So Yamuna is alone, feeling little sad, in the sense remembering her parental home people. One day it happens that Yamaraj is passing by that place, Shir Sagar, Shvetudip. And suddenly they must, hey, my sister stays here. Many times I have found out when the brother visits his sister's house after marriage, means the sister's marriage, most of the time he doesn't go there. He's passing somewhere nearby and then he goes there. Maybe Krishna Prabhu knows all these intricacies of Grihastha Ashram, I don't know. But many times I have seen, brother tells the sister, So he doesn't come to specifically meet her. He just passes by there and, okay, thoda sa diversion leke. So the same thing happens with Yamaraj also. He was passing nearby and he thinks, hey, my sister is, let me go and meet her. And then suddenly one fine day, without any WhatsApp and everything, Yamuna sees her twin brother, Yamaraj, is at door. She becomes very happy, he gets her in, serves her, does aarti and water, tilak and water. And then she cooks with her own hand, loving hand, she cooks wonderful prasad and gives to Yamaraj. And I know today's age, this Bhai Dooj, the tradition is the brother goes and the sister does this diya and everything. And the brother has already some gift and he gives that gift to the sister. But Yamaraj did not go, went with planning. He was passing by. So he has no gift, but he was very happy with the service of Yamuna. So he asked Yamuna, I am very pleased by your reception and your love. What do you want? So you can see Yamuna also, she asked very wonderful blessings. Also important point for those who, for sisters, that when a brother comes on Bhai Dooj, they should cook with their own hands wonderful prasad and give them. Not from some stall or something like that. Not some Govinda or Tripathi, something over here. Diwari, not something like that. They should cook with their own hands for sisters. For brothers, they should try to remember and go with planning rather than only with unplanned visit. So anyway, Yamuna, she asked, please give me... So she is a very intelligent lady. By this, she ensures that the brothers will visit the sisters. Otherwise, she knows brothers, they don't come. Father is busy. So she asked the benediction that if on this day, that day when Yamaraj visits Yamuna was this Bhai Dooj day, Yam Dvitiya, that if on this day, if a brother goes and meets a married sister, then I wish that Yamaraj, you should not give any audience to him. Means you should not trouble my brother. So in the future, any brothers who go and visit the sister on Yam Dvitiya, Bhai Dooj day, then they will be protected from Yamaraj's association, Yamaraj's merciful glance. That is how it began. But actually, this is the story of Yam Dvitiya, but some more Yamuna stories. So actually, this Yamaraj and Yamuna, they are twin brothers. And suddenly, none of us like that it is, if we are told, very good, now you will be meeting Yamaraj. No one wants to meet Yamaraj. They know it's a very not a welcome place. But some of you might be knowing, some of you might not be knowing what it may be. Yamaraj and Yamuna, they are twin brothers, but they have a brother and sister, twin. They have one elder brother. They have one elder brother whose association and glance also people in this world don't like. He's worshipped a lot. He's worshipped, like many devatas are worshipped to get something. This elder brother of Yamuna and Yamaraj is worshipped that you please don't look at us. What we want from you, don't look at us. So the elder brother in Yamaraj and Yamuna is Shani Dev. Shani Dev, we all know in astrology there is Shani Mahadasha and Dasha, and also they call it some Sade Sati, 7.5 years of bad period of Shani Dev. So I was just thinking, it's a very wonderful. The brothers Shani Dev and Yamaraj, they have good enterprise or business in partnership. One of them give karmic reactions before we die. And another give karmic reactions after we die. Shani Dev gives all the reactions of bad karma. Before we die, we are alive by his planetary movements. And after we die, our karmic reactions are given to us by Yamaraj ji. They are both joint supplementary business. One for each other. So anyway, there is a very wonderful point over here, which I heard from Deen Bandhu Pro in Vrindavan. He said that, like, again, this marriage of Yamuna, that point comes here. In the present day world also, and that will be always there. Like, a girl gets, like, girl from our family, for example, gets married and goes to her husband's house. I've seen, even in my mother's mother, means my grandmother from mother's side, she would behave very respectfully with my father because Jabai Bapu the. Our daughter has been given to that house. So, when our daughter has been given to someone's house, we behave very carefully with daughter's in-law's house because we cannot deal or we cannot go deal wrongly with them because our girl is over there. She will be mistreated. So, I always seen that somebody's house the girl goes, people behave very respectfully. So, my grandmother, mother's mother, she would always call my father very respectfully. My father's name was Ashok, so he would call Ashok Rao in Marathi, Ya, Basa, and very respectful dealing with all the house where our daughter has been given in marriage. So, as we just heard, we all want to avoid the merciful glance of Shani Dev and Yamaraj Ji. No one wants in this world. So, Shani Dev and Yamaraj, their sister has been married to Krishna, Vishnu. So, Shani Dev and Yamaraj cannot deal strictly or badly with the family of Vishnu. Because their sister is gone over there after marriage. So, if we want to protect ourselves from the glance of Shani Dev and Yamaraj, we should be in the family of Vishnu. then Shani Dev and Yamaraj won't deal with us in a bad way. We should all immediately get admission into some other relate ourselves with. Even servant is okay. Arey, hamare beti ke saas ka nokar hai, bhai, usko bhi achche se sambhalna padta hai. In this world we know. Agar beti ke saas ke ghar ka nokar rahega, to usko bhi maan sanman milta hai. So even if we become the servant of Vishnu or Krishna, Yamaraj and Shanidev will think carefully, hey, apna beti udhar diya hua hai. We have to be very careful. So Dinbandhu Prabhu added that. And Dinbandhu Prabhu also added one of the glories of Yamuna. He said, if you take bath in Ganga, all our punya is washed off. Pap is washed off. If we take bath in Ganga, papa nashini. She cleans all our pap. And he said, if you take bath in Yamuna, all our pap and punya, both are washed off. So that we are, if only pap goes, punya will hold us down to the material world. Swarga, loka, and maybe like that. If you want to go back to the spiritual world, both pap and punya both has to go off. So that Yamuna will do. So some devotees will think, hey, whether I should take bath in Yamuna or not. Because pap will certainly go, but punya will also go away. Anyway, some of you might be knowing, I was having this question. Ganga is in many places in Vrindavan, like certainly Mansi Ganga and a few other places. But what about Yamuna? She is personally there, but something more than that. So actually there is one story, some of you might be knowing it, that this area of Kusum Sarovar is also called Kusum Van, where Radharani comes and picks flowers and makes garland. So one day Radharani was picking flower and few of her flowers from her hand fell to the ground and some mud, earth got attached to it. And Krishna saw and Krishna told Radharani, hey, go and wash these flowers in Yamuna. From Kusum Sarovar or Kusum Van, Govardhan Yamuna is very far off. So Radharani was thinking, hey, how can I go so far, wash these flowers in Yamuna? So then Krishna took his flute, made a hole, a big hole, and invited Yamuna Devi over there. And that is how the Kusum Sarovar came into existence. So just like Mansi Ganga is non-different from Ganga Devi, this Kusum Sarovar is non-different from Yamuna. Certainly a lot of pastimes, but there is one teaching, very important teaching, which Yamuna is giving us. That teaching is as follows. We see Krishna has disappeared from the earth and he has now gone back to the... First he left Vrindavan and went to Mathura and to Dwarka. So since that, and then he has left earth and gone back to the spiritual world. But Krishna is always present in Vrindavan in aprakat form. So, as we have heard, Krishna's aprakat leela are still happening in Vrindavan. Those who are advanced, they can see. They are still happening 24/7. Ashtakaliya leela, Ashtaprahara leela are still happening in Vrindavan. Krishna cannot be seen, but the leelas are happening. So Govardhan is there, Yamuna is there. And even today, Govardhan, Yamuna and others, they are serving Krishna in those Ashtakaliya, Ashtaprahara leela. So Krishna has gone. He is now in aprakat form, but still Yamuna Devi is serving Krishna even today in the aprakat leela. So what we learn from this, good stories, lot of stories we heard about Yamaraj, Yamuna, Shani and some other Kusum Sarovar. But we have to learn also something. So what we learn is Yamuna's connection with Krishna is not only based on whether Krishna is present or not present. The connection of Yamuna's connection with Krishna is based through service. Even if Krishna is not present, her service is going on continuously. Similarly, as a devotee, we should learn that whether Krishna will be present, he will be in front of us, like just like Bhaktivedanta Thakur said, we should serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna comes to see us. So for devotees, we should understand that our connection with Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is based through or is through the medium of service, seva. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada always translated bhakti as, all others translate bhakti as devotion. Srila Prabhupada is the only person who translates bhakti as devotional service. So, after, as I said, hearing the glories of one of the devotees of Krishna, Yamuna Devi, we all now move on to another very wonderful section, Kartik month, so Krishna Leela. And we all know there are five primary rasas in Krishna Bhakti: Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. All of us have heard a lot about it. There are the main rasas and then there are seven gaun rasas: Hasya, Vibhisya, Bhaya, Virya, like that. Adbhuta. So this, like Bhishma Dev is in Virya Ras. Mostly these seven gaun rasas, they help the other five rasas, main rasas. But just like Bhishma Dev, we can see there can be sometimes a devotee who is primarily in this gaun rasa, like Bhishma Dev is in Virya Ras. So today we'll discuss about, we have some time. We'll discuss about Hasya Ras. All of us, I see already just by mentioning Hasya Ras, people have started smiling. I can see some teeth I cannot see. Somebody's eyes are little squint. Proji's, I forgot his name, but his whole eyes are squint. The cheeks are turned, ears also. Somebody's smiling little bit. So wonderfully, Roop Goswami has very nicely analyzed this Hasya Rasa over here. Some of you, those who are very scholarly, must have read it. Here, Srila Prabhupada explains, in the fourth division of Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu, Roop Goswami has described the seven gaun rasas, and amongst them, he has very nicely established or explained the Hasya Ras. Very wonderful explanation. First, he tells, Hasya Ras is exchanged in between which type of people? Very important. See, Vatsalya Ras cannot be explained between two equally aged people. Somebody has to be father, mother, or at least elderly and young, like that. So he says, Hasya Ras is generally found amongst youngsters. We see all college boys, girls, that is the main thing. Just go, come together and just laugh and laugh and laugh. Youngsters. And after, even though somebody may be young, but after they get married and they might have get children, then the Hasya Ras somehow or other goes away. Different type of rasas. A responsibility or Vatsalya Ras comes in. So it's between youngsters. Then he says, sometimes it is also found in a combination of young and old people. They can joke at each other, like Srila Prabhupada says. A grandson can joke with his grandfather in any way. Grandfather doesn't take it seriously. But his son cannot joke. So sometimes this harshness is found between young children who are not even adult, young, and elderly people. And one more way he says, sometimes it is found in a person who is very serious, very gambhir. But one fine day suddenly he just starts laughing. Either he himself cracks a joke or he hears a joke. Otherwise every joke is very gambhir. Very difficult to get him smile. He understands the humor, but he doesn't smile. But one fine day, suddenly he just smiles, like that. He says, sometimes these three ways, hasyaras is. And then sometimes he says, hasyaras is when Krishna speaks some joking words, or sometimes some joking words are spoken about on Krishna, means the joke is made on Krishna. Or sometimes joke, or there is humor about Krishna's qualities. After explaining this, he says there are six types of hasyaras, divisions that we'll hear. First, I'll take an example of these three ways of hasyaras, where Krishna cracks a joke. This first one is little, we have to hear very carefully. And also, this also shows a serious person sometimes occasionally experiencing a hasyaras. He doesn't generally laugh. So what happened? One day, an old mendicant, he's old and Krishna is young. So exchange can be possible. One time an old mendicant, he approached the door of Mother Yashoda, and Krishna was also there with Yashoda. So Krishna said, my dear mother, I don't wish to go near this skinny villain. If I go, he will put me in his bag and take away. And Krishna started looking at Yashoda Maiya. This is a very different type of joke. And this person, mendicant, was always serious. But when he heard this word from Krishna, he could not control his smiling. And he tried to hide his smiling. He's a serious person. He tried to hide his smiling, but he could not hide his smiling face. So Rupa Goswami says, this is the instance when Krishna has himself spoken the joking words. And even also the instance when a very serious person, he generally doesn't laugh, but he enjoyed hasyaras over here. Then one day, where joke has been made on Krishna. One of the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna told Krishna, oh Krishna, please open your mouth. I want to give nice special sweet to you. And Krishna closed his eyes and opened his mouth. And that boy put flour in Krishna's mouth. Flour is good to smell, but if you have tried, it's not good to taste. So Krishna thought something, laddu has been spilled or something. He closed his mouth. But then he tasted very differently and he made his bad face. And then all the boys started laughing very loudly. And then the third time is where humor is on Krishna's qualities. Then we'll go on to the six types of hasya. This is a very wonderful description. One day a palmist came to Nanda Maharaj's house. And Nanda Maharaj asked, oh my dear palmist, please tell, how many long years my son will live? Will he be the owner of many thousands of cows? And palmist by that time has already seen the hand of Krishna. He did not speak anything, but he just laughed. He just started laughing because he knew that this palm doesn't only say owner of some cows or something like that. He could see he is Supreme Lord. So he is just smiling and seeing the hand of Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj is asking him, why are you? And he was trying to cover his face while smiling. So Nanda Maharaj asked him, so this is why you are smiling. So this is ecstasy of love of Krishna in matters pertaining to Krishna's qualities. Now, Rupa Goswami very wonderfully explains six types of hasya. I could see a few of them amongst you. See, within the six qualities, there are two groups. One group here, one group here. And in two groups, there are three each. Total six. So, two groups. He says, one is the major division and the minor division. Like that. So, in the first, the major division includes Smita, Hasita, Vihasita. Rupa Goswami explains what is each, means what is Smita, what is Hasita, what is the Vihasita. And the minor division includes Avahasita, Apahasita, and Ati Hasita. Actually, in this class, by now, I saw all of these six amongst you. So, we'll begin with Smita and a story for each of them. Rupa Goswami says, when one is smiling, but his teeth are not visible, but one can distinctly make a change in the eyes and cheeks. Teeth are not visible, but his smiling change can be seen in the cheeks and eyes. That is called as Smita. The first level. Smita. An example is given that once Krishna was stealing some butter at the house of Jarati, a gopi's name, and she could understand that some sound is coming, and she started going behind that sound, and Krishna could understand, no, Jarati is coming to catch me. So she started running, and Jarati started running. So Krishna became a bit afraid, and he came to Balaramji and said, Balaramji, elder brother, Dada, Dauji, please help me, this Jarati is running behind me to catch me. So seeing this pastime, the sages in the Janalok, Tapalok, they are sages. They will have this only first kind of smita. So seeing this pastime, that how Supreme Lord, being fearful of Jarati, is taking shelter of Balaramji. They had a smita type of hasya, where teeth are not visible, but a movement is noticed in cheeks and eyes. So that is the first type of hasya ras. Then smiling, in which teeth are slightly visible. Teeth are slightly visible, is called hasita smiling. So one day, Abhimanyu has gone out of house, and Krishna had already come to meet Radharani. He was inside the house. So he noticed that Abhimanyu is coming from a distance. So he himself very quickly dressed himself as Abhimanyu and went to his mother Jatila and told her, Jatila, see, this Krishna is going to come as dressed as Abhimanyu. And please, you take care of him. And then suddenly, in very short time, Abhimanyu comes. And Jatila thinks, my son Abhimanyu is inside the house and this is Krishna coming as Abhimanyu. And she starts beating him and driving him away. And the Abhimanyu is saying, oh my mother, what are you doing? Oh mother, what are you doing? And seeing this incident, the girlfriends of Radhani, they began to smile. And they certainly cannot smile very loudly. Because if they smile very loudly, then this is false will be known to everyone. So they smiled, but they could not even contain his smita. They smiled with hasita. Some part of their teeth were visible, but they could not make much more difference in their face and loud and like that. Because then Jatila will start having doubt whether he is Abhimanyu or he is Abhimanyu. So that smile is called as hasita smiling. Then we go to the third one. When the teeth are distinctly visible, teeth are not little, fully, distinctly visible, that smile is called as vihasita. Smita, then hasita and vihasita. Sanskrit, there are prefixes. So it is vishishta hasita. Vihasita, special. Jnan and vidnyan. Mohan and vimohan. Especially. So vihasita is when, once what happened, Krishna and his cowherd boyfriend had planned to steal butter from the house of Jatila. And they went and they noticed Jatila is sleeping and also snoring. Well, breathing heavily, like snoring. And so Krishna told all his cowherd boyfriends, hey, don't worry, we'll steal very nicely. See this Jatila, she's sleeping so dead sleep, she was even snoring. Actually, Jatila was not sleeping. She was awake. And when she heard this sentence of Krishna, she could not control herself but started smiling. And at that time, her teeth were distinctly visible. So that is vihasita. So various ways. But we see either among young boys or young and elder, these things have to be there. Then, so these are the major ones. Six minor ones. Three minor ones. So now, after smita, hasita, vihasita, we'll go to ava hasita, apa hasita, and ati hasita. Ava, apa, and ati. They are the prefixes. So what is Ava Hasita? In the state of smiling, when the nose becomes puffed up, and eyes become squint, teeth are, first qualities are already there. Teeth are clearly visible. More and more qualities. So when the nose becomes puffed up and eyes become squint, that type of smiling is called as avahasita. So one day what happened? Krishna had a Ras Leela with gopis in the night time. And he came to his home early in the morning. And then Krishna came home, some blue cosmetic of gopis were on his body and clothes. So Yashoda, she did not know, means in the past time. So she asked Krishna, what has happened? What all these all blue colors on your body and clothes? Is it that you tried to take Balram's clothes? Balram's clothes are blue. And is it that his clothes dye has come on your body? She could not understand. Actually, what happened in the Ras Leela? Some gopis' cosmetics were all smeared on Krishna's body. So when Yashoda could not understand what happened and how the Ras Leela was performed the previous night, and what is on the body of Krishna is all the cosmetic of gopis. And when all the gopis heard Mother Yashoda, and they heard Mother Yashoda asking Krishna, have you taken, like touched Balram's clothes? They could not control their smiling, that how Yashoda is, we all had Ras Leela and Yashoda is thinking that Krishna has taken Balram's clothes. And they could not control this. When they heard Yashoda addressing Krishna in this way, a girlfriend was nearby. She began to smile with a puffed nose and squint eyes. And that is like called as avahasita smiling. In Ras Leela, all these six types of hastiras, in Krishna, not Ras Leela, Krishna Leela, are always present. And no further, what is apahasita and atihasita? They're wonderful description. So all these previous qualities are already there. The nose is puffed up, the eyes are squint. And now it is apahasita. In the apahasita, when the tears are added from the eyes and the shoulders are also shaking, and eyes are also squint, all these things. That is called as apahasita. So, when once Krishna was dancing on the response of singing of old maidservant Jarati, Jarati was singing and Krishna was dancing. And Narad Muni was in the sky. He saw this. Krishna is a small boy dancing on the singing of old lady Jarati. And when Narad Muni saw this supreme personality of Godhead, his dancing in this way, in a broken way, on the singing of an old lady, he could not control it. Narad Muni's shoulders started shaking. And even some tears, actually I had experience, I don't know if you have. We should all smile. We should smile. With even tears, better to have tears while smiling. Varana Krishna, there are so many reasons in this world to get tears, not in hasiras. Let's have tears. And so wonderful, Krishna conscious life is chant and be happy. We should all smile in Krishna consciousness. Even if something wrong happens, you should smile. Oh, so wonderful. I did not get a gulab jam in this prasad. So wonderful. Actually, we should go to Ati Asita. When we do, Krishna conscious life is full of smile. So, Narad Muni. So what is, what you call it? Then we move on to the last one. What is Ati Asita? When someone claps his hand, also he has the tears and shoulders are shaking, and then he claps his hand in great joy. Somebody's all. Actually, when I told the story of Shani Dev, he already did that Ati Asita. Everyone started smiling and clapping. That was natural. That was natural. I was thinking, you already performed the Ati Asita before I could speak it. But you all clapped that time. So, when a person claps his hand and leaps in air, that you can do now. Leaps in air, certainly he already has tears and the shoulders are shaking and squint eyes, puffed nose. That laughter is called as Atihasita laughter. An example is given. I think this story was spoken by Shivaram Prabhu, someone just few days back. I heard it. But because this example is given by Rupa Goswami, I am repeating this story. That once Krishna thought to make some joke with a very elderly gopi called Jarati. And he told, she had become very old, the skin has wrinkled down. And Krishna told Jarati, now since your face has, the skin has slackened, your face looks like a monkey. And I heard that a king of monkeys, Balimukha, has selected you as his wife. So Krishna was joking on Jarati. And Jarati, when he heard this teasing ways, equal people can't make a joke. It will be taken very seriously. Hey, what do you say about me? Young and old can joke. So when Jarati heard this joking word, she could understand Krishna is joking, teasing with me. Krishna replied, yes, yes, I know Balimukha is mad after me. But what I have decided, that I have seen Krishna, who is the possessor of all the wonderful qualities, and therefore I have already given my heart to Krishna, you. I want to marry you, no one else. So in that way, Jarati turned a joke on Krishna himself. And when all the cowherd boys who were nearby, and also the girls, here it is mentioned cowherd girls, when the gopis who were nearby, when they heard how Jarati has turned a joke on Krishna himself, they all started clapping and smiling with also leaping in his eyes. Gaurang Priya Prabhu is leaping also. So, that is the Ati Hasita. And also, last example, sorry. I think we are within time. Just one last example. Then it's over. Sometimes, there are some indirect sarcastic remarks. Krishna light is done. It's a spiritual world. So what happened once? Okay. So these cowherd girls, they wanted to have some fun of Kutila. She is sister of Abhimanyu, Radharani's so-called husband. So they started telling Kutila, oh my dear Kutila, all the gopis, Radharani's friend, you are so beautiful. Your nose is so gorgeous and so beautiful that it defies the beauty of the nose of a frog. And then he says, and your eyes are more beautiful than the eyes of dogs, my dear Kutila. And then he says, Gopi says, and your lips, they are just like red burning cinders of fire. And your abdomen is as beautiful as a big drum. So my dear Kutila, you are the most beautiful of all the cowherds of Vrindavan. And because of you are so beautiful, you are so attractive that we think that you are beyond even the attraction of Krishna's blowing flute. You are beyond the attraction of Krishna. So sometimes such joking words also happen. But basically, Vrindavan is mainly of 5 primary rasas, but these additional rasas, they make these primary rasas more beautiful. So I end here. I think this is good mid-Kartik dose of Krishna Lila. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.